Hi there. Welcome to Honor to Mary, a Catholic podcast dedicated to intentional daily prayer practice. I'm your host, Monica Fish. This podcast is a glorious devotion that will help you pray daily and deepen your faith. Join me for prayers, reflections, novenas, devotions, passages, all guiding you closer to faith and spiritual solace through our own curation of faithful pieces. Placing an importance of a daily Thanksgiving is a surefire way to take care of you as we navigate this modern world. Through reciting the Rosary, we will implore the Blessed Mother to intercede for our petitions as we pray for the grace of peace, patience, and perseverance. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Rejoice and exalt in hope. Raise a shout of joy. You have good reason to be joyful because you're on your way to heaven. I've paid the penalty for your sins and clothed you in my own righteousness. This is the basis of hope for you, for all who truly know me as Savior. No matter what is going on in your life at this time, your hope in me is secure. No one will be able to snatch you out of my hand. In me, you have absolute eternal security. Be constant in prayer at all times, but especially when you are struggling. During trials, you need close communication with me more than ever. However, your ability to concentrate may be hampered by stress and fatigue. So make use of the amazing source of strength within you, my Spirit. Meditating and asking the Holy Spirit to control your mind, to think through you and pray through you. Your prayers need not be petty, pretty, or proper. Just let them flow out of your current situation. As you stay in communication with me, I help you to be steadfast and patient in suffering. Today's passage is, rejoice and exalt in hope. Be steadfast and patient in suffering and tribulations. Be constant in prayer. Romans 12:12. Thank you so much for being here with us today. A very warm welcome to everyone who has been joining us and everyone who has joined us today for the first time. We're happy to have you here. It's been a beautiful journey, and I look forward to praying with you next time. I'm truly grateful that we have all been able to come together and pray together, no matter where we are. Thank you so much, and may peace be the journey.